to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're live with you out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2007. And we have our guest with us today, Mr. Robert Chapman. He is the author and international forecaster, ladies and gentlemen. And also in studio today is Mr. Robbie Noel, that he's looking for a jack here to plug in. And Michael Herzog is in the other seat behind another microphone. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be fun because we have, I guess, all told here, probably about 1,000 years of experience here. I'm not going to tell on myself. Anybody else wants to tell on their age, they're more than happy to do so. You're more than welcome to do so. At any rate, we'll kick all this off after the break. Mr. Noel, would you like to put your headset on?
Yes.
And let's see if your mic is hot there.
I have no audio.
You have no audio. Okay. Well, we'll fix that during the break. At any rate, we'll kick this thing off here in a couple of minutes. Mr. Herzog.
Yes, sir. That's me.
That's you. Your background, you were in what, mortgaging and...
I was in insurance and estate planning for 20 years, and I've got about 5 years worth of mortgage experience, yeah.
And what happened to that market?
The mortgage market?
Yeah, the subprime guy.
My phone quit ringing. Matter of fact, I did a lot of subprime B lending with New Century, and New Century's in bankruptcy right now. You can always tell the trend of the market by the phone not ringing, and the phone hasn't been ringing in quite a while. The downtrend started probably about, I would say, in that market about September of last year.
Or when you start getting collect calls.
Yeah. And people are crying, help, help me. The last loan I did actually was a subprime loan that was about 3 months ago. But it's getting to the point now where the equity in the homes are dropping to a point where it's getting more and more difficult to do, along with the fact that the subprime lenders, they're tightening up. As a matter of fact, I just got an email today from one of the lenders, I believe it's First Equity, that they were lending up to 115% of the loan amount on mortgages, and they stopped that as of 5 o'clock today.
I was just going to say, I'm glad you said that, because it was just a couple of days ago I saw an ad on television. I'm going, wait a minute here. You can borrow 115, 120% of your equity. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wasn't that the subprime lending boys just out there just riding the wave?
You should have jumped on it, John, because you can't do it now.
No, I'm still trying to figure out how to pay my mortgage off that I have right now, let alone trying to suck any equity out, which I don't have in my own home.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another story for another time. We'll be back with Bob Chapman, Mr. Robbie Noel, Mr. Michael Herzog, and yours truly, John Stadtmiller, right after this short break for the network. Stay tuned.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Robin. We are back. One of us is not going to be able to hear what the other is saying. Well, you'll be able to hear what we're talking about here, but not necessarily Mr. Chapman. Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine, and it's nice to be back again.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. We were just talking before the break here. We were just talking about the subprime mortgages, and Mike Herzog used to be involved with companies, you know, refis, you know, refinancing, and get all that wonderful equity out of your house and take that vacation that you've always dreamed of taking and all of these other things. Well, that has gone bye-bye. And Mr. Herzog told me that they stopped doing that as of today.
No, what I...
Well, a number of companies have stopped doing it over the past month or so. We predicted 3 years ago that it would come to this end, unfortunately. And we get people out of the real estate market in June of 2005, which we felt was the top of the market. In fact, I talked to two people today who sold several homes that they owned, and they thanked me for it because I saved them a lot of pain. But First Century, as Mr. Herzog said, has gone out of business. And I think the figure right now is about 48. I haven't checked today, but my prediction is well over 100. And that doesn't count the mom and pop two or three or four person organization. There's many of those going out of business that just aren't being reported. And so we got a long way to go on this, and I think he'll agree.
Oh, I agree. Totally. It's New Century that filed for bankruptcy, and the email I got, which is a personal email, Bob, was from First Equity, who was doing these 115% loans, you know, going up to 115% equity in your home, and they ceased doing that as of 5 o'clock today. They sent out an email to all of their brokers.
What I think Countrywide is trying to do here is corner the rest of the market that's left. They figure they're strong enough to do it because of their mix. And they're continuing to take 680 FOICs, which is a rating system. And they are still relatively lenient, but that will change over time. And I think all of the lenders are going to have to go back, whether they like it or not, because this is the way the market's going to be, because the people who are buying those mortgages want better quality. They don't want to go through this again. So you're going to see FOICs between 700 and 850, and people are going to have to start putting money down, whether it's 5% or 20%. The world's going to change back to what it was before.
Oh, I totally agree with you, Bob. As a matter of fact, as I say, I get these emails from different companies, and the criteria for qualifying for a loan is getting more and more stringent by the week. The FICO scores with a number, I say FICO scores, the FOICO scores are going up with different country or companies, and the lending criteria as a whole, as far as DTIs, debt to income ratios, and so forth, are starting to. There are companies that used to go up to like a 55% debt-to-income ratio, and those are coming down as well.
Well, I think that the interest rates where they were preposterous. The Fed is behind all of this. They're totally to blame. All lenders did was take advantage of it, as did the borrower, the broker, the mortgage broker. You know, the rules were changed, and they just played by the rules. And now a lot of people are going to get hurt, but the real culprit in this is Alan Greenspan and the Federal Reserve, because it should have never been allowed to happen. I mean, it's obvious to anyone who's in the credit business, you just don't do that.
Well, I totally agree with you. I mean, in my tenure in the mortgage business, of course, the first couple of years of being trained in the mortgage business, I worked for a large firm. I'm not going to mention their name, but they had probably 50 to 70 loan officers in there, and they dealt.
Well, go ahead and mention their name. No. That's okay. I mean, we're a truth network here. It's okay. If somebody
Key Mortgage.
Right.
And they had access to 1,000 different lenders, and some of those lenders were just as liberal as they could be. I saw loan officers sliding loans through that should have never been okayed. And towards the end of my tenure with that company, I was actually a troubleshooter with them, and I used to go out and have to save loans and save borrowers from going to the banking commission for some of the strange things that were going on there. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, Bob Chapman, isn't this how that the guy that just filled in, or Bernanke just filled in for, Mr. Greenspan, Mr. Exuberance, Irrational Exuberance, wasn't it he that allowed all this stuff to go on with the subprime mortgages and everything else out there?
That's correct. And and of course, his board at the FOMC went along with it as well. But the problems began toward the end of the last real estate correction, collapse, if you may, which terminated approximately 1992. He had a chance to clean up the system, and for whatever reason, he and others chose not to. And so this evolutionary process has been going on actually since 87. Could have had a cleanup in 92. They've been increasing money and credit exponentially. In 1995, in December, when he made his irrational exuberance commentary, he at the time was behind the madness, which was the market. that was the extension of credit into the stock market. And all he had to do, if he really wanted to stop what was going on, was to raise margin requirements. He refused to do it. And so I knew then that they had no intention of doing anything but running that market right through the roof. And in the first week of April of 2000, I told the subscribers, it's time to leave. The party's over. And we got everybody out at the top and put them all into gold and silver-related assets, and they are living happily ever after.
Well, I used to watch Alan Greenspan, especially when Henry Gonzalez was in the banking commission. And
great man.
Yeah, I can remember. Yeah, he was. And here was a guy that I saw an exchange between him and Greenspan. And this was like watching paint dry, because we know how dry that Mr. Greenspan can be. And, you know, when Greenspan spoke, people listened. It was like watching a rerun of E.F. Hutton commercials, you know, just whisper and, you know, everybody will listen. But I watched Henry Gonzalez take Greenspan to task and ask him flat out, you know, that I see some problems with this. And at the time, he said, and I think it was 80-some years into this, and he said, well, we see no real need to change something that has worked well for 80-some years. And Gonzalez was talking to him about the funny money system. But, you know, if I go to Guido, the loan shark, you know, he's a front man for somebody else. And if he knows I'm in trouble with betting or whatever else, he's not going to care. Guido is going to hand me whatever I ask him, just like the Fed is doing with the FedGov is doing with the Federal Reserve. You know, any time that they got this open-ended checkbook. But any one of these heads of the Federal Reserve, whether it be Volcker, Greenspan, Bernanke now, why isn't any of these guys telling the U.S. government and the Congress critters assembled that, look, you got to close the checkbook. There are no more checks. You're writing bad checks now. Why has this not happened? And like I said, Henry Gonzalez was the closest that I saw taking these guys to task.
Well, you're right. He was the only one. He was the Lone Ranger. And he's now with our maker.
Well, go ahead.
No,
what, you waiting for me?
Somebody
you waiting
over and
for
wake
me?
That guy up,
hey, Bob. How's it going, my friend?
I think, what's his name there? I think he went to Bulawayo.
I call him the Rhodesian Ridgeback. By the way,
well,
those dogs
are pretty ferocious.
I just found out the other day it was a dog, and I never meant to.
They're not ferocious. They hunt lions. They pussycats.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They lion dogs. Great dogs.
Land sharks.
Labradors with an attitude.
Right near our property.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do. I mean, they're amazing dogs. They don't bark. They see a lion. If you see a ridgeback and you see the ridge go up, you know something bad's about to happen.
My family dog does that. What's so special about that?
Well, that usually means they've sensed a lion in the neighborhood.
Well, then I better be on the lookout for the big putty cats in my... I thought I saw a putty cat. We're coming up here on break. Robbie, anything before we jump into this break?
No, but Bob, let me ask you this. I think we're about 270 basis points away from the dollar breaking that 80 barrier.
I think we were probably up today. We were probably about 82.75 or 80, I'll guess that.
Yeah.
The breakdown is 82.45, the next stop is 80, and then 78.33.
I think we could see it this month.
I think you could, too. And the kickoff is that they've got so much heat coming out of Congress over free trade and globalization that they had to cut off Congress at the pass by taking this move against China. But it's really to shut Congress up. It's like throwing us a bone. We need trade tariffs, and we need them fast.
All right, we got a break here. We'll pick up with the trade tariffs. We'll also open up the phones today. We're lucky enough to have Michael Herzog, brand new on the network. Well, he's been with us a couple of weeks. His program is 2 to 4 Central Time, right before ours. Robbie Noel has the program Flipside right after me. And, of course, we got Bob Chapman because today's Tuesday.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Back, about blew my ears out here. Down at Brave New Books tonight, there's going to be, and if I heard this right from Randall, there is going to be a special meeting of Truth Seekers tonight at Brave New Books at 1904 Guadalupe in Austin, Texas. And that will be tonight, folks. Mark it and get down there. Brave New Books, 1904 Guadalupe, and that is in Austin, and that starts at 7 p.m. tonight. And I think what the meeting is going to be about and the topic of conversation is how to fire up the low-power FMs. I think that's a very, very important thing to do because, ladies and gentlemen, we're all supposed to be emissaries of the word out there, and a lot of people aren't getting the word.
You might want to mention, John, that we all will be probably 20 minutes late because we cannot leave until Robbie gets off the show.
Ah.
Yeah, my fault.
Well, we can
blame Robbie.
Well, we can blame somebody, but why can't we sit him in the back seat and put a cell phone in his ear?
We could do that.
Okay. On the air with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. And I'll tell you what, before we get into any other thing here, let's go to Vermont, Jeffrey in Vermont. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, Bob. Hi, everybody. I just got a question. it's on this global warming thing, and I'm not going to argue if you're for or against it, but they're implementing taxes up here, up the yin yang, on our oil and gas for our home heating fuel, and for cars that blow 20 miles a gallon. Is this just a scam, or is this implementing across the country here? Because I can't believe the small state of Vermont could have any impact of any way, shape, or form on the global warming.
No, most of the people in Vermont that I've met are so economic, or I should say ecology conscious, that I think they have people running behind their car sucking the tail fumes into their lungs just to filter it before it goes into the air. I've never met anybody in mass in another state that are so eco-conscious. I mean, are you one of these rabble-rousers up there? What's wrong with you, Jeff?
I think it's a way for the government to extract money from the people. I mean, there's no scientific proof going either way. I mean, you can have an opposing view and you can support it, and you can have the present view and support it. So there's no real solution to the problem except for taking money from the people. I mean, that's the only solution government's coming up with.
And if you look at the United Nations, this is the way to soften up the American people. These non-governmental agencies have been pushing this, that are connected with the United Nations, but we're not supposed to know that. But this is supposed to soften you up, to get you used to the idea that if you drive a car that gets under 20 miles to a gallon, or for whatever standards they want to throw up there, that they need to condition the populace out there, that they need to be a part of this and then pay for the damages across the board that is happening to this planet, because we're all part and parcel of it. Now, what they did do is got about 90% of the world scientists, and I don't know if they bought them by grant or how they did it, but 90%, I heard this a couple of months ago, 90% of the scientists worldwide are in agreement that global warming is, in fact, here, and it's here to stay. Now, that lets off the board. Oh, we dialogued a consensus here. That lets off the board. The remaining 10% are going, wait a minute, you guys are full of hooey. Not that probably a bigger percentage of that, Jeff, didn't already know that. But now they're in on that gravy train, and they're all singing the same song. Now, you know, I'm not an archaeologist, and I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not an ist at all, but I use common sense.
Yeah.
You know, I read about Earth's history. You know, there was a reason why Greenland was called Greenland, because at one time it was green.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you got people like Al Gore out there that are making wonderful little movies that global warming is real. It's another control mechanism. It is going to be worldwide taxation.
Well, I was wondering if Bob knows of any global companies that are going online in the stock market that are going to receive a lot of money for global research and global climate control and stuff like that. I mean, there's got to be companies in Wall Street that are pushing this through government agencies to get the tax so they can fund their companies through taxation. That's probably, I don't know if he's heard of any.
Bob?
Well, I haven't heard of any, but what you speak of has been the rigor in Europe, and that's how they were able to raise more taxes. They have taxes of that type in Europe, and that's probably where the people who are running things in Vermont got that idea. I'm not a scientist. I've read it. My opinion is there is no such thing as global warming.
I 100% agree with you. I think it's the natural Earth cycle, and that's my opinion. I'm not a scientist either, so.
Well, I agree.
And I'm not sure, Bob, that these scientists out there are supposed to have accreditation. I'm not sure that they're really scientists either. But the plain fact is that they're out there convincing everybody worldwide that us humans are the problems. Now, I'm not a scientist, but I understand that the problem here is carbon monoxide. Okay, well, what is it that's out there that's green that soaks up the carbon dioxide and whatever else and makes oxygen? Isn't that trees, green things?
Mm-hmm.
And when did the groups out there stop promoting planting trees? I remember 10 years ago, you want to save the earth, plant a tree. Well, what a wonderful thing if we plant a tree and it covers up a little bit of that paved parking lot so it doesn't absorb the heat and then kick it back out. You know, there's a lot of things that could be done here, but all that stuff has stopped because here's the new mantra. You humans are bad, and you need to be controlled. And more importantly, you need to be taxed. Look what you've done to the earth. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You're not waiting till I give you the thumbs up. How do you know I'm not burping or saying something that shouldn't be heard on air? You always wait for that thumb up. No, I'm not hitchhiking. No, I don't need a ride. Okay. By the way, folks, if you go to the website, either rbnlive.com or republicbroadcasting.org, you will see on the site about the truckers' truck-out boycott. And the plan here is to stop the Bush-Kennedy plan to give truckers jobs to Mexican drivers and trucking companies. All four continental United States state legislature capitol buildings circled and shut down. Circle the Wagons blockade against anarchy, and the national capitol you circled will have bumper-to-bumper three trucks wide surrounding Washington, D.C. And from what I hear, the trucker is going to park the rigs, take the keys out of the ignition, lock up the cabs. And I'll tell you what, the Secret Service in Washington, D.C. is going to go, oh, my God, there's Al-Qaeda in these tractor trailers. We're under siege. No, you're under siege because of your boss, the traitor, George W. Bush, and the North American Union deal down with his half-brother here, Mr. Rick Perry in Texas. At any rate, Go up to the website and get more information on this. This is going to happen Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this month, starting at noon on the 23rd, running through the 24th and 25th of this month. Support it, ladies and gentlemen. You got truckers. Hey, go up to the website. You can print this stuff out. You got a truck stop near your house, you know, where you see 98 rigs sitting around and are all chewing that wonderful granny food. Well, these people are the people you need to get in touch with. So spread the word far and wide. There's flyers up there that can be downloaded. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you will be able to do that. Be a participant, ladies and gentlemen. It's not much. Print out a few flyers. Talk to a few people. Everybody does that. We'll have Washington, D.C. locked up. Remember the last time the truckers got really peeved? It was when they imposed the double nickel over the phony Saudi oil embargo. That's right, back in 1973. That's when they, and I remember seeing the pictures, guys, of the Ohio Turnpike, Pennsylvania Turnpike, large stretches, truckers just saddled up. They were door to cab, shut the rigs down, and walked away from them. That's what's going to happen again.
Secret Service is going to be pulling their hair out.
Well,
I was giving many truckers the universal signal on my drive from Arizona to Texas.
Is that signaling them to honk their horn, Robbie?
No, I was giving them the proverbial bird on a regular basis.
This is probably why they keep referring to you guys in these four-wheelers as being... So it's a wonder you made it here.
Yeah, well, that's kind of true.
Why would you want to be flipping off the truckers?
Because they're inconsiderate.
And then they never used to be that way.
Well,
they used
know.
To be
they
known
used,
as the Knights of the Road.
They used to have manners. Now they have no manners.
Well, now you're
and they deserve the flip. And now I have a skylight, so I don't have to... I can just
serve the flip. Oh,
so you're indicting the entire people out there that are jamming?
Well, you know, when you're doing 80 miles an hour and you're coming up to a rise and the guy in front of you decides to pull out to try and overtake another guy doing 50 miles an hour and he's doing 55, yeah, I get a little peeved.
Oh, so you're the guys that are responsible for bending up the backs of those trucks.
Anyway, we are talking with Bob Chapman.
Yes, we are.
He's passing judgment on all truckers here.
I'm telling you, we're trying to make friends and he's flipping them off.
Really? We're trying to get him to come out on the 23rd.
Bob,
not just to look for you.
Robbie will
Bob,
be there.
Bob,
you can beat up
on him. Explain
this
madness to me, please. Today we had the Dow up, I don't know, 128 points. The National and all based on the National Association of Realtors Index for pending home sales of existing homes rose in February at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 0.7%. But this index was well below what it was a year ago. So are the folks on Wall Street just looking for any excuse to push the Dow higher? I mean, this was a completely, once again, was one of those figures that come out. You can't make any sense of it. It was worse than it was a year ago. And yet Wall Street sees it as a positive sign.
Well, that's because they play it up to make it look that like there's only good news when, in fact, there's another side to this. And it's not Wall Street. It's the United States government that's rigging the markets. And they do that through the working group and financial markets and through the Federal Reserve. And they're the ones who are jockeying this market around. And the whole thing is rigged. And it's not only this market, it's every market. Yeah. All over the world, 24/7, they're doing anything that they feel like doing. And that's what's going on. So you can't use logic, you can't use history, you can't use charts. I mean, you got to throw everything out the window because they're in there with over $1 trillion a day doing what they want.
Well, you got that kind of cash to throw around. There's no question you're going to change perceptions of the market. But it was this exuberance that I saw today, completely mind-boggling in all its proportion. Because here was actually bad news, because the index was below what it was a year ago. But obviously they saw it as an excuse to say, well, the market's discounting the fear factor that had been building up. Well, I guess I suppose there's some truth in that one. There's been a lot of fear and anxiety in the market because of Iran. But still, it was quite amazing to watch. And the action in gold and silver today was even more interesting. Did you follow it closely today?
Right. Well, we had yesterday was interesting as well. They come in and around 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time now, CNBC announced that silver was off 42 cents and that gold was off 750. And at that time, gold was off 170 and silver was off 9 cents. I know because I was watching. And so they changed the quotes about an hour later to the latter quotes I just quoted you. And it stayed that way into the New York opening. And then they hit it, and they took it down 720, and they took silver down 42 cents.
Yeah.
So CNBC had to know ahead of time what they were going to do. And somebody foolishly posted those prices too early. Well, be as it may, gold came roaring back, and it was up yesterday. And today, of course, they batted it around all day, and the outside month was off $1.80, and silver was up 8 cents. And the dollar was strong against the yen, the euro, the pound, and that's why the dollar index made a slight gain today. And one of the significant things that happened today, you normally do not have a stock market going up and bonds going up at the same time. Interest rates going up at the same time. And the 10-year moved up from 464 to 467, and that's directly mainlined into the mortgage market. So I think the figures that are going to come out on late Wednesday, early Thursday, from the Mortgage Bankers Association and then from Freddie Mac, you're going to have a 5 basis points or more increase in mortgages. But anyway, it was a typical onslaught day by the United States government. They tried their best to take down the commodities, but copper was up 14 cents. It's broken out. It's headed north. And they tried as best they could to keep down gold and silver, and they're not going to do it. They are going to attack 666 to 669 on a spot basis. It's going to break out. And one of the reasons why is this is the monsoon wedding season in India, and they start buying their gold this month for dowries, and that doesn't happen until the end of the month. And so I think we're going to have a very strong market this month.
You know, I'm looking at Kitco website, and I'm reading these stories. Now, do these guys, Robert, in that have these websites that put these stories out. Here's one story. The price of gold closes lower while other metal prices rise from rttnews.com. And I'll check these sites and I'll read these stories. You know, like you said, you know, never before in history do we see things rising at the same time. Usually when the economy started to suck like it is now, you would see precious metals rise. But we know they're suppressing those. But are they ever going to run out of these inane stories as to why stuff is not rising? Here's another story on their site. Gold and currency reserves could stop growing by 2010 or 2011. Excuse me, did we mine all the gold out of the earth? Now, how do they know that this is going to not grow by 2010, 2011? I mean, anybody that's making that prediction has got to be either out to lunch or they're liars.
Well, they're liars, and Kitco is great for that stuff. It's my opinion, fundamentally, that Kitco is anti-gold. That's my personal feeling. And it's been more anti-gold since Doug Casey got involved in it, and their latest spokesman, who I've seen a couple of times on television, and who I don't think knows anything, quite frankly.
Yeah, but he looks good while he does it.
What's that?
I said he looks good while he does it. I mean, most of these people, they put up on the talking head shows, the front people for Wall Street. You know, you don't have to say anything. You just got to look good.
Well, he's been very negative, their spokesman, about gold. And I've noticed that Kitco's quotes are very often askew. Let's just leave it at that.
Well, they're Canadian,
I don't even look at the site because I find it inaccurate and disgusting.
Have you caught the new Monex ads? Now, Monex is a gold company out of Canada.
California.
No.
They're out of Southern California.
Okay.
Monex was started by a guy named Lou Carabini, who had a coin shop in Long Beach. I know him quite well. I've known him since 62.
Did you say Carabini?
Yes, mm-hmm. Lou Carabini. Good.
That was my mother's maiden name. I wonder if we're not related.
Well, you probably are, because there's not a lot of Carabinis around.
No, there certainly isn't. I'll have to check into that one. But I've been noticing their ads. And it used to be that they'd bring on this middle-aged, soft-spoken woman, and she would sit there and she would finger the one-ounce rounds on the table, talking to you lovingly about putting so much into your portfolio. And it was a pretty milquetoast ad. I mean, it told you what they did, and they give you some clue or hint as to why you should move into precious metals. Did you see their new ad? Basically, they've come out and said that the federal government's lying to you. You need this stuff, and you need it now. They've completely...
Well, good for them. I think his son is running the company, or at least involved in it. And you know what their operation is like. They do cash coin business, but they leverage by lending. And if your timing's right, it's okay. If it isn't, you got a problem.
Huh. Let's go to the phones. Rita in Colorado. Hello, Rita.
Hi. John and Bob and Robbie,
You forgot Michael.
Oh, and Michael's still there, too. Wow, it's like the...
I've been sleeping, Rita.
You guys are ready to make a rap record, you know? But I was just thinking that, you know, there's one thing that is probably going to hurt you because you're going to have to change your tune with this guy, what Harry Reid's saying, you know? He's just like the clock that's right... twice a day now, you know.
What's good old Harry saying now?
Well, he wants to get the troops out, and he's threatening to cut the funding off, and he's sounding pretty serious about this thing. So, you know, I think it's about time we start thinking like that, and like, well, let's let some people talk about Kurdistan, and then maybe we won't have World War III over there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows where else we're going to go next.
Depends on who you're listening to. Robbie, who's the guy from Swiss America?
Craig Smith.
Craig Smith was on a radio program today, and unfortunately it was on this very network. On this very network, talking up George W. Bush and how great the surge is, or what they're calling it over there, and...
He's a bushy.
He's a bushy. You know, he'll either sell you George Bush or he'll sell you Jesus, depending on what show you hear. And I'm not joking about that. I have never met most
of you sold gold.
Well, he'll sell anything he can make a buck at. And depending on the type of program on, he'll get up there and sell Jesus.
Right.
And I swear that the Craig Smith's the Antichrist.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think their next agenda is to talk about the Arab Zionists, you know. We haven't quite gotten to that yet, but that's their ace in the hole, you know. If they really want to go full bore.
No, it's the Jesuits that did it all. Let's not forget that. Rita, what's on your mind? You got a question here?
Okay, well, yeah. One other thing, you know, when I think about you're talking about gold, and I think about Somalia, and isn't there a big clutch of gold in the Central African Republic that maybe somebody is trying to get their hands on over there? Is that a possibility of why people might be trying to get into that area?
No, because if Somalia had any natural resources of worth, it would have been gone by now.
Well, it's the way to get to the Central African Republic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what you got to make sure is the buffer area around the up and coming new battle zones over there are secure. And Robbie's right. I remember I forget the captain's name when we rolled into Somalia. And this captain was quoted, and the news media picked it up, and he said, "We wouldn't be here if it weren't for the Rockefeller's oil." So that they have some materials over there that people might be interested in.
Sudan has oil.
Yeah.
Mogadishu, I don't know. Somalia, I think the reason why the Somalis have that place is because there's pretty much. Nothing there.
Nothing there. But we had to start wars between two factions to allow us to go in there and have a Black Hawk down or two.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you know about the Central African Republic, Robbie? Isn't there some gold over there?
Well, sure. I mean, Africa is very fortunate in having large mineral resources, but pretty much when you move north, obviously you don't have as many minerals as you do down south, such as diamonds and cobalt and various other minerals. I don't know. I could be wrong. Bob, are you aware?
Generally speaking, that's true. And from Angola north, Angola, of course, is gold and diamonds, but they have great offshore oil. And I had a story about that in the last issue. And Joseph Savimbi, you remember him. And,
right.
And Dos Passos, who's playing ball with the internationalists. But you go north, there's oil and gas when you find it, lots of copper and sometimes nickel and molybdenum. But by and large, the heavy mineralization has been in the south of the continent.
All righty, Rita.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for your call. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We're blessed today in the studio with Michael Herzog, Robbie Noel. Bob Chapman is online with us. I'm your moderator, host, radio gun, whatever you want to call me, John Stattmiller. We'll take this short break. Greenland expert. I'm glad they cut your mic off before you said that. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started?
back, folks. Let's return to the phones here. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hi, John. How are you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a question. The longshoremen of the United States and the truck drivers do not have small cojones. And when Bush turns loose tens of thousands of Mexican truck drivers and their 18-wheelers going from the Mexican border to the Kansas City terminal, what do you think their odds of making it there and their life expectancy is going to be?
Now, are we talking about them possibly having an accident due to their malfunctioning trucks, or are we talking about possible outside interference?
I'm talking about what getting them whacked. And you got the truck stops, and the truck stop, that's not a safe place either. I've done this commercial truck driving thing. I know the routine. And I think they got a real problem coming up here. And I'm not sure if those Mexicans who got the cojones to come across the border after they experience what I think may happen.
Well, Mr. Chapman, any comment on that one?
Well, first of all, the average truck, the long-haul truck in Mexico, is a 1994 model. So 12 years on each side of that would give you that median. So that means that their long-haul trucks were manufactured anywhere between 1982 and 2006. And that's a long time to have a 1994 average. And you're a truck driver. How good does a truck function after 12 years?
Especially if you do an average of 80 to 100,000 miles a year on the thing.
I have a question. The truckers going back and forth throughout the nation are plagued with what they call in the trucking business diesel bears. Now, what is the position of the, quote, diesel bears, that's the police for the trucks, regarding these Mexican trucks that are coming over? Are they told to stand down? Does anybody know?
Don't know.
Don't know either. You get a big I don't know on that one.
Okay.
All right. Gary, thanks for your call. We got a break here. We'll come back on the other side. More of your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll get into a little bit more of the meat of Bob Chapman's international forecaster. In studio with us, although he's been silent most of the hour, is Robbie Noel. Mike, do me a favor. Go get the cattle prod.
Okay.
All right. Robbie will be back with us, along with Bob Chapman, Mr. Herzog, Michael Herzog, which is on this network, ladies and gentlemen, 2 to 4 p.m., and that is Central Time. What? They keep cutting your mic out. I mean, I've got my board operator paid well, don't I?
Yeah.
All right, folks, all that, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You got hit.